Hey guys, awesome episode today. We talk about condom sizes, girls sending nudes, and a guy whose girlfriend wants to date other dudes. Check it out, share with friends. And welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Times Square. We're here at Nutmeg Studios, our new home for everything J Train Podcast. Go check out Nutmeg. They're the best. We're in the heart of Midtown. Very cool to be here in the fishbowl that is this studio. We got, Nutmeg has been so good to us, and you should check out it. If you're looking to start something, Nutmeg's the place to do it. Very excited to be here today. And you guys, oh my God, I'm seeing you everywhere. You're at every show, you're at every event, you're at every cocktail party, Instagram, you're blowing up the DMs. You're loving this show and you're letting me know it. It feathers my nuts every time. The biggest feathering you can give is when you literally take a screenshot of your phone while you're listening and let me know that you're going, that you're at it. You put it as your Instagram story. That is a compliment. Three words. Compliment. Thank you. Keep spreading the word. This is a user-driven show. The only way it works is that you send your emails. We answer the emails. We make fun of it. We give advice. You guys use the promo codes that we give out. This is how it works. We're all just getting our nuts feathered. You're taking a feather to my nuts. I'm taking a feather to your nuts. I'm touching your testicles. You're touching my testicles. It's a big fucking feather nation party. And it all works because you listen and you tell your friends and Instagram stories away. And a lot of people go, oh, I'm not a podcast person. That stops that whole conversation. I'm not a podcast person. You know what people say they're not a podcast person? They're saying it because they don't want to sound stupid. They don't want to be behind. They know this is the new technology. This is the way the world's moving. They just say, I'm not a podcast person, just so you'll stop talking about stuff that they don't know. You know how your grandma is like, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, because your grandma's stupid. She doesn't want to fucking know the shit she doesn't know. And nobody wants to learn. So when they have to download, well, what's a podcast? How do I get into it? A lot less people are curious outwardly than you think. People want to just live in their own reality. So when you put it as your Instagram story, that is a non-invasive way to be like, hey, I listen to this, and it's so good, I got to let you know. Very excited about today's guest. A friend, so funny. We've been working together at Betches for a long time now. Good to have her on. Hannah Berner, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Such a pleasure to have you. You can all go follow her on Instagram. So funny. She does all these great videos. @beingburns with a Z. How would you describe your job at Betches? Because we work together, you know, on videos and stuff.
We had an iconic video.
Did we?
Guys watching the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
It should have won an Emmy or something.
It should have won an Emmy. I've been petitioning.
I'm pretty pissed off about it. I'm so excited, though. This is my first ride on the J Train.
Welcome.
In the least sexual way. They just gave me lube when I walked in.
Well, we're going to get to the lube later.
Fucking weird.
What do you think of... let's start with...
Okay, sorry, I have ADD.
Let's start with our sponsor. We got three sponsors today, and they're all men. The reason we made the change, we're in a new studio, because we want to give products that the listeners might get into. Our girl Fanny heard the last podcast. We had Rachel Hoffman. She's a sex doc Hoff.
What's up, Fanny?
She was great, and she brought up lube. Mm-hmm. And then Fanny gets on the horn. She says, "Hey, lube people, we want to push your product. We want to let people know because we got a very big listenership that could use this."
What percentage of people do you think actually use lube?
I don't know.
Do you use
your,
lube?
But your search for the best lube is over. Okay? Feeling is everything. An Uber lube lets you feel all the things you want to feel.
While you're in an Uber.
Uber is the best lube for your Uber driving life.
Hand jobs.
Uber Lube is odorless, tasteless, not sticky, and oh so silky. Made from the highest quality materials available, it's pure silicone with a trace amount of vitamin E. Getting your vitamins. You never thought that you would lube your way into a better, healthier lifestyle, yeah. But today's the day. To improve the finish and leave a smooth sensation. Hypoallergenic, no gluten, glycerine.
That's very
these are words I can't even read. You don't want them in your fucking lube. Glycerine, parabens, scents,
sex.
Or flavors. Gluten-free sex. You can wear a big scarf, complain about
it. I only fuck guys who are gluten-free.
That's exactly what it is. That also means it won't stain your sheets. That's a big deal. So if you have multiple people over, no one will know.
You're dirty.
Dirty, dirty, dirty.
You're dirty.
Best of all, it's manufactured right here in America. That's really what feathers
America.
My nuts. Fuck those other countries. We produce the best lube in the world.
We fuck the best.
Three sizes, okay? Good to go traveler. That's what I just gave Hannah. This is the travel lube.
Yeah, because I like to
fuck
on the
go.
Fuck
on the go. A small 15 milliliter bottle that comes with with your choice of an aluminum or gloss black metal travel case.
Whew.
It is sexy.
It is very sexy.
Sexy case that fits in the purses and will pass any TSA inspection. That's a huge one. You know what I'm pulling up? You're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, that's super awkward.
Oh, that's
awkward.
My lube.
That's
you know?
My huge gallon of lube I'm trying to get through.
I'm trying to.
My vagina's been dry.
You can't travel with. Is this toothpaste? No, it's my lube. Or classic 50 or 100 milliliter bottles for home, all in very classy glass bottles. I'm looking at the glass bottle right now.
It looks like a perfume.
It does look like a perfume.
Cologne.
This is the thing. You don't want your lube just like,
you don't want to ruin the mood with an ugly bottle.
No, you don't want
that one. That turns me off. Ugly bottles.
The shape of a cock.
Dry
just
me
that
up.
You're fucking. This whore with lube. No, you want a classy, good look. This looks good. I would put this out on the table, on the kitchen table for
my
family.
I wouldn't.
No, Uber lube on the table. So to get yours today, go to Uber, and it's UB. Am I not spelling this right?
No, yeah. UBER.
Okay,
because
UBERLUBE. UberLube.com. Enter promo code JTRAIN. For free shipping.
I think this could be your next sort of mountain to conquer.
I think so too. I could be the head of lube.
You did condoms.
Mm. Condoms. I've been the conductor of condoms.
Butt stuff.
The Archbishop of Ass Play.
Oh.
And
you introduced us to sides.
Sides.
Now lube.
He seems so disturbed. He's like, that one time you made us listen to you talk about ass play.
Listen, and all these men are thanking me every day.
Okay.
And women.
But I want to talk about lube. Like,
have you ever used it?
So I never used it.
Okay.
Until,
this is where everyone has this moment.
Until I was messing with a dude who didn't have boyfriend dick.
What's boyfriend dick?
Boyfriend dick is a term for the guy that you're doing it a lot with.
Okay.
He can't be too small, but this is what girls don't talk about. You don't want it too big.
So you're saying boyfriend dick is
right
in the
middle. It's easy. You have fun. He understands your body. These guys with ginormous dicks are not fun. It feels like I'm losing my virginity.
So you were using the lube with the big dick?
So the big dick, I was like trying to figure out how to make it work. I was doing different breathing patterns to try to get it inserted in me.
Figuring it out.
And then he got lube and it made it easier. But
so this is a guy who knows he has a big penis. Like, he's aware. He's,
do you feel like
he's
every
walking
guy thinks their penis is like a
no,
little less big?
Everyone knows what they are. If they had a moment in the mirror,
uh-huh.
I'm a strong medium.
Okay. You have boyfriend dick,
so
probably.
I probably have somewhat of what you're talking about. Okay. But I think every guy knows who's the biggest on the lot.
Mm.
We all know who's got the big swinging dick. You have that friend that you make fun of, Shelby. You know,
is it how they walk? They have a little.
You just know.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the
dude.
Do you know
Dustin
with the big dick.
Johnson, the golfer?
Yeah. He's married to.
Doesn't he walk like he has the biggest dick?
Shelby?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
He's like, I'm so traumatized.
Is he the one that dates Gretzky?
Yeah.
Married
the way
to?
He slinks around the golf course, I'm like, you are carrying something.
There's
but
an extra leg in
there. But it doesn't turn me
there.
On. I like, it's PTSD for me. Like, it's painful.
So you got into the lube, and what was the experience? Like, I just don't, I've never been in the position where I'm like, And I got, you know, this fanny pack full of lube.
But part of me is like, if she's not wet enough...
What are you doing wrong?
Like maybe you need to turn her on more before you just, like, put on some lube and
sure.
try to go at it.
Well, sometimes it's
Am
a woman...
Am I being too graphic?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We're talking about lube. So
good.
I think, like, if it was a woman...
Yeah.
Sometimes the woman will be like, I like lube. This sounds like... The product is being advertised towards
yes.
Uber Lube. It sounds like it's saying, hey, ladies, if you're in the lube game or you want to be, get down with Uber Lube, use promo code JTRAIN, and now you're in the game. But
yeah.
What is the reasoning?
You know, me and you are both single. I
sure.
feel like, you know, you're in 2 years relationship, you're watching Netflix,
mm-hmm.
he starts touching on you and you're like, get the lube because I'm not getting wet for you right
now.
Maybe that's what this is going
Well, this is what I'm wondering because Rachel, the sex doctor, she made it sound like it was like a pleasurable thing. Like it adds to the whole thing.
Okay.
And then the way you're describing it is kind of the way that I would think of it is like, I gotta get the oil down there. Gotta work out the car.
Because, I mean, humans didn't have lube back in the day. The cavemen were not fucking with lube.
No, they were using, you know, tiger fat. They were melting down tiger fat.
Ooh,
and then
I
they
like
were putting that
thinking.
On their dicks. Yeah.
So masculine.
So go get your lube, uberlube.com, promo code JTRAIN. Here with Hannah Berner.
I love your transitions.
Being Burns with a Z. Go follow on Instagram. So funny, so great. Works with betches.
I feel like you said that about everyone. So funny, so great. Can you be unique? Like, come up with a unique line for me.
Well, you're putting me on the spot.
Yeah, it's your fucking podcast.
This is true. She does great. Horoscopes. There you go. Check out her horoscope.
So,
horoscopes.
Do my horoscopes turn you off?
Turn me off?
Yeah, because I know astrology freaks most guys out. I make funny horoscopes on Betches.
Yeah.
Do you still think it's weird?
No.
Thank you.
I think horoscopes to me are like hearing someone's dream. Like, at the end, it's just like, oh, so it didn't happen? All right. It's a waste of time.
I played tennis at Wisconsin. We did these interviews about your biggest pet peeves, and it, like, showed to the whole school. And they asked me, what are your biggest pet peeves? And I said, when people... Actually,
when the dick's not a boyfriend size. What
I
up, Wisconsin?
Cock. And the football players do not have that.
No.
Just FYI. Not from experience. I just talk.
Just to
girls
know.
Talk. Girls talk. So I said, my biggest pet peeve is... when people tell me about their dreams. And they cut it. And it sounded like I meant when people tell me about their aspirations.
That's
funny.
And
I sounded like such a dick.
Yeah.
But
I don't want to hear about your job aspirations.
Is it not the worst when people are like, oh my God, last night I had this crazy dream. I was in a roller coaster and then there were butterflies. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Anytime you tell a story about the dream you had last night, just end it with, and then it didn't happen.
Yeah.
That's the end of the story every fucking time.
Exactly.
Unless you dreamt... about sucking my dick. I don't want to fucking hear about it.
You know,
I want to know. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, when
they go,
goes,
oh, you were
in
my dream.
You're always like, did we fuck?
Did we fuck?
Was it good?
Yeah.
Was I good?
Like, oh, you were in my dream. No, you were in the corner complaining about something. No, fuck.
You were bombing in the back.
Yeah, you were in the back crying about some bullshit.
But this is the thing. What's your sign, Jared?
I'm Pisces.
Ooh.
What does that mean? See, I don't know what that
Ooh.
Means. This is like the conversation. Like, sometimes people are like, my least favorite conversation is, what fraternity were you in? And then the conversation goes the same way every time.
Yeah.
Oh, I was in Beta Penn State. And they go, oh, we had those. And I go, yeah. And they go, they were this at our school. And I go, everywhere's different. And now we just move the fuck on.
Yeah, it's like
it's the dumbest conversation.
It's like the weather. But you get to be like, yeah, we both were in a frat.
I guess so. I don't know. Like, I'm always just like, I don't know. That's where I live.
I feel like
it's
you
fine.
Had to drop that you were in a frat. I wanted to see how long
time.
You were going to go.
Every episode,
We've
I do it once.
Lasted 9 minutes.
Yep. I do it once an episode. I let people know I was in a frat, and it's not at all sad because I'm 33
years old. What was your position in the frat?
Chief of talking shit. I did nothing.
You weren't one of the ones who's like super
involved. No, I would make fun of the people who get involved.
They take that shit so seriously.
Some people, and you know, some people, it's like a connection to their dads because their dads was in the house, so like they want to do the job that their dad had.
That's cute.
For me, I was always the one making fun of things to the point where like. They were like, you got to stop, dude. It's ruining the whole illusion.
The illusion.
You know, you have to have some air of like, this is important.
But you know what?
Or nothing's important.
You were probably fun.
I had a good time. Let's do some emails. You ready?
Wait, can I do one thing?
Sure.
I'm pulling up your Pisces characteristics.
Okay, pull it up.
Okay.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Send in your Pisces character. What are my characteristics?
So you like being alone.
Love
which
it.
I think is true. You're a comedian. Sure. You travel alone.
Love
a lot.
Alone.
You love sleeping. I know
love
that because every
sleeping.
Time you walk in the office, your eyes are swollen like
yep.
you snapped.
Well, I drink a little too much.
And
so,
I know
yeah.
you wake up at like 2 because you're always like, "Good morning" on your Insta stories
yeah.
at 3 fucking p.m.
Yeah. Coffee with J Train.
You like
at
romance.
Jared Fried.
You like romance.
Love romance.
No shit. You like visual.
Dudes watching rom-coms. Do it all the time.
Visual media. Yeah, you
love porn.
You hate attention. Just kidding. You're artistic.
Hate attention. I do hate
oh,
attention.
Oh, it says you're gentle.
Very V gentle.
Oh,
nobody
you're feathering.
Does. Nobody does the tickleback thing better than Papa JT.
Do guys,
the king of ticklebacks.
Do you like your dicks getting tickled?
Dick tickles? What do you mean?
Isn't feathering tickling?
Well, the feathering is more just me describing the sensation I get
ooh.
When people enjoy the show.
Ooh.
And that's a nice thing to me.
I'm going to cry.
See?
Okay, sorry. Get into emails.
Let's do some emails.
So basically, all, yeah, you're such a Pisces. Oh, my
all
God.
All the condoms? There's a lady writing in.
Okay.
Hey, Papa JT. Love your podcast. Been listening for years. Your wisdom is always spot on. Because of you, I feel so much more sexually liberated.
That's nice.
You're welks. I no longer get embarrassed about my one-night stands and enjoy sex with hot strangers without feeling like I'm a slut for satisfying my horny needs. Good for you.
Good
I'm happy.
Yeah,
I've liberated you in some way. So now to my question. I'm going to be moving into an apartment on my own and can finally bring guys home. Mm. Previously, I'd live with roommates, so I would just have sex in a hotel or the guy's place. Hotel, that's...
What kind
good
of
for
money
you.
Does she have?
You mentioned in your previous podcast that chicks should keep a bedside drawer for condoms, but you didn't say what to hoard. Do I just get a pack of Trojan rags? Hope every decent guy looking
hope
dude.
Hope it's only boyfriend dick.
I mean, that's going to be putting his packing a medium, or do I get a pack of everything from Walgreens? Start my own mini concession stand. I don't
it's
understand.
A bodega.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what do you want? Banana scented. I don't know. Understand dick science, and didn't know if the size on the condom. Boxes actually matter. Mm. Help a sister out so that she can go down to go to town with without worrying about accidentally getting pregnant.
This is what a great question.
Do you? Well, it's a great question.
Okay, do guys buy the gold magnums as just a? Is it a marketing ploy, or do you actually need the magnum?
I think. Well, so you said there's
the
been
the guys that I'm dealing with are using magnums because they only fuck guys 6'4" and up.
Only 6'4" and up. They're all using magnums.
Well. The thing is, if they're big and they have boyfriend dick, it looks smaller because they're
big. Of course,
big.
It's against the backdrop of their body.
Exactly, exactly.
So do you have condoms in the drawer next to your bed?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
See, what we've been taught, for whatever reason, we get into these like holes on this podcast where it's, you know, subjects will repeat themselves over like a couple months span.
Okay.
Condoms have come up a lot lately because I've just been saying, I don't carry around condoms with me because it feels too hopeful. You know, like I don't like go, you know.
Then you get home and you see, put it down and you're like, another failed day.
Yeah. Another night.
You didn't fuck anyone on the subway going to work.
Nope. Awful.
Now,
and also
Jared,
like the round
Jared,
thing in your pocket.
Keep it with you as a confidence thing that you never know. You're being smart.
Well, here's what I would say. I would much rather go home with a girl and say, hey, I'm going to go to the store unless you have kind of like I would rather go to the store.
And ruin the whole mood?
Well, that's why I would want everybody's drawer should have condoms in it. Your drawer, my drawer, my grandma's drawer, my uncle's drawer,
and
everyone.
Uber Lube. And Uber Lube.
And Uber Lube. So I'm saying, I also, to my message to women was to say that I've never been in a conversation with a bunch of dudes where one guy goes, ugh, and she had condoms next to the bed. She must be such a whore. I've never had that conversation.
Okay,
so I'm letting women know.
I didn't even see that angle. I saw it in an empowering way as like, I'm smart. I'm in New York City. I'm protective. And I have condoms in case he doesn't. But if he comes in and or we were getting a drink and he doesn't have a condom with him, either I think, oh, that's so cute. He didn't think we were going to have sex.
You would say that?
In my head. But or I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, does he not think we could have had sex? Or why is he so unprepared? Is he like...
See, here's the difference, though. Guys don't walk around with purses.
They keep it in their wallet.
You have... A wallet
they keep
condom.
One in their wallet. That's what I've experienced.
I don't like the wallet condom because it also smushes it.
Why don't you
it,
just walk around
and
with
the
a condom
air gets
on
out,
just in case?
Just wear it all
in
the time.
In case you slip into
someone. Yeah, slip into someone. Maybe slip on some Uber lube right into a vagina.
In the Uber.
I just think to me, like, I'm never, I would say, like, because women would write in being like, I don't want to look like a certain type. And I'm like, you look like no type. You look like you just have condoms next to the bed and we're just happy they're
I
there.
Would make a joke out of it. I'd be like, yeah, I'm prepared. If a guy's not going to like me because I have condoms next to my bed, he can go fuck himself.
Yeah, I think, but this girl's question, Get the standard.
Oh, yeah, get the standard.
Just one standard pack. Don't go, if a guy needs magnums, he should be walking around with magnums. That's the thing. I'm walking in being like, listen, I'm CVS brand, okay? I'll go anyway.
But if you have special needs, you can't expect her to have that prepared
for you. You got to go through, you can go to my, I have a whole
tell her,
rack
do not
of
be
them.
Too fucking prepared, because then the guy will be a little like, which one would you like?
Yeah.
And, you know, this last guy wanted this one, but he said it was uncomfortable.
Also, seeing the Magnum condom is like, oh no. Like,
for me, I'm like, fuck.
You're like, oh, here we go.
But I have a question.
The last dude was huge. I'm going to be mini Mike in here.
So if you don't walk around, do you go to your shows with a condom?
No.
Why not?
Also, I can bring a girl home. Like, I have a house. I have a
place. Oh, and you have
I would have condoms at my
place.
You
have an apartment?
Pop apartments. I'm just saying, like, I think, like, I'd always, my option would be always to go to my place. If I go to her place and then we end up hooking up, like,
How much unprotected sex have you had in the last year?
None. I'm
really?
A big condom guy.
So you will not have sex if no one could get a condom?
Yeah, I would just be like, fuck it.
Oh my God, that's so.
Is it? I don't know. It's not
soberly,
for any reason.
Soberly, you will decide, let's not have sex right now.
I would, if there's
no
condom.
I mean, drunk. Sorry.
Drunk, I would do that too, because I'm just so in my head about
it. You have a red
flag? Just to
me. You don't want
little J-Trains running around. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Hannah Burner at Being Burns on Instagram. Go follow, go support. Nudes or nah? Yo, J-Train, quick question for you. A guy I hooked up with is a 787. Okay, we have a rating system here on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Guys or girls can use it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, face, body, personality.
Mm-hmm.
787. So she hooked up with a guy who's a face, 7, body, 8, 7 personality. We have yet to fuck, but we've had many drunken makeouts leading to going down on each other twice. We aren't texting since our hometowns for the summer are on opposite ends of the country, and we usually only text to make plans. But lately, we've been casually Snapchatting. Are you a casual Snapchatter yourself?
Well, I stopped Snapchatting because my ex was old and he didn't know how to use Snapchat. Mm. And then
I
have the storage left in my phone to re-download it.
I'm thinking of sending him bikini pics to somehow keep his interest so that we can pick up in September. But I'm afraid of looking clingy. He's one of those guys that's super insistent that this is just a hookup, so don't want him to think my nudes are desperate thirst traps, since he is probably hooking up with other people while I'm stuck in the dry desert that is suburbia. Should I partake in some risque Snapchatting texting to my college hookup? And if so, what are the pictures that guys want to see? I've never really sent nudes before, so I'm not sure if I should send my tits out of nowhere if there is some sort of convo that proceeds. Thanks, Papa, from a thirsty gal missing her hookup buddy. P.S. If you needed incentive to give good news advice, I'll send you whatever I sent him. No,
Jesus
I'm good.
Jesus Christ.
Don't worry about me. What do you think? News, have you sent him?
Do you know how old she is?
Let's go with...
she probably sounds like 21.
She sounds like she's in college,
though.
Yeah, they're going to be back next semester. She had a hookup. She wants to keep him on the...
Okay, I'm going to go black and white with this. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I'm with you.
Don't do it. You're clearly not talking. This isn't, you're like trying to get attention strictly with your tits.
Mm.
And like there's guys probably around the corner that'll give you attention who actually like you for you.
Here's what she should do.
Okay.
Post your pictures on Instagram that are you looking good.
And having fun.
And
living your life.
And living life. The direct Snapchat will make him feel that he has a certain amount of ownership of this situation. Mm-hmm. You don't want to let guys that you're into hooking up with feel that they are the be-all, end-all of your world, which he will think because he's got an ego and he's thinks he's the king of cock.
Yeah.
This, you need to look like you're having a good time at home. Put up some hot pictures. He'll be liking.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be looking.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be wondering.
Wonder what's under those clothes.
Yes. And if you do go on Snapchat, the only pictures I think of that have brought me more towards liking a girl or more towards wanting more of the girl is like subtle pictures of like a hip, or it's like
a
bathing
thumb suit.
Like,
you mean like not just her hip, but she sends a photo and her hip's a little out?
It's like, like when they're lying on a beach chair and you just see the hip and the leg.
Okay.
Oh, that's a leg hip.
You have a hip fetish?
No, but I'm just saying.
The hip bone is sexy.
Something about it, but I'm saying. Yeah. Or you send like.
Give them a taste.
The, you know, from your head down to your body. Like, don't.
But this is the thing with Snapchat. She could. I think if you were a guy, if let's say a girl snapped you something, could you think that she's snapping like her five current
she
guys
could be.
She's talking to? I
don't
find it intimate.
I don't think that he would think that. I think he would be like, I'm getting the pics from her because she's obsessed with me.
Because if a guy sends me kind of a hot pic back in the day when you're young, I'm like, he's sending it to like six girls. He's seeing
there is a certain amount of thing we used to call it chumming.
Yeah.
You know, you throw out a bunch of food in the ocean,
game.
See who comes back.
Numbers game.
But I do think this girl, don't send the nudes. I think,
no,
I think
don't
like,
send the nudes.
Nudes should really be reserved. I'm sorry to hurt all the men out there.
Yeah.
For relationships. Like, that's the time a nude should be sent out. Because some people are obsessed with just getting something.
Mm-hmm.
So you might just be enough. There are some people that are just enough to text.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even need to see them.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, you keep it up because they're like, well, why do you keep it up? I like getting texts from this person.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like she's exploring her sexuality. Like, she wants to feel hot, and that's great. But I think there's other ways to do it. And let a guy, like, wish that one day you might ever send him a nude. You're too good for
that. That's why the hip's good.
Yeah, keep the hip.
Oh, that's
give
close
him a
to
tease.
The vagina. We're sponsored people. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Oh, they've been here all month, okay? They're great. This ghost tequila, okay?
Mm.
It's about to get spicy here.
Mm.
It's about to get spicy.
I was scared for a second. I'm like, what is about to happen?
We got our spicy email of the week, okay? Mm. It's going to get spicy. Today's spicy email is sponsored by our friends at Ghost Tequila. Spice isn't a flavor. It's a sensation. And if properly tamed, easy there, big fella. If you properly tamed, it can take a drink to the next level. And listen, I'm not going to get into why you should buy it because you fucking should. If you're sitting there right now, you, especially guy or girl, the best way to hook up is to have a story about the booze at your house.
Mm.
Here's how hookups happen, okay? I'll tell you right now, the king of hookups. The king of humble. Mr. Humble himself. I'm going to explain to you how to get laid, okay? You're out. You're having a fun time. Hey, I've got this, like, great tequila at my place. And it's this ghost pepper tequila. I make these.
That sounds so rapey.
Well, in the context.
Hey, I have a special drink back in my place. Knock you out.
Well, I'm not going up to girls randomly in bars. That's not my opener. This is a closer. You don't open with this. You close with it.
Sorry, continue.
You're grinding.
I'm sorry, continue.
You're at your local watering hole. The band's playing. Backstreet Boys. You're doing a grind line.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden you say, hey, I'm ready to go back to my place. I got some spicy tequila. That's awesome.
Like, oh my god, I love tequila.
I love a spicy Mark.
I love a spicy Mark. A jalapeno Mark.
Is it, the music's playing. You got Mambo Number 5 bumping.
I fucking love that song.
Yeah.
It's the best.
And then you're like, hey.
A little bit of Monica in my life.
Hey, Monica, why don't you come back? I got this great new tequila. It's spicy. Oh, I love a spicy Mark. Everyone, every date I've ever been on, the girl loves spicy margaritas. That is an in
it's
flavor.
It's kind of a hot drink for a girl to like.
Hot drink. It slows you down. So listen. And also, tequila. We don't have to go over the
tequila, I will lick someone's face. I'll lick a wall.
For
I'll lick
tequila.
My own shoe.
There it is.
I just want to lick everything
tequila
when I drink it.
Tequila is fucking, it's also the healthiest alcohol.
I heard.
It is a
It gives me
upper,
a good drunk.
It's a good drunk. There we go. We're on the dance floor.
Get the lube out.
One, two, three, four, five.
Hey. Now drop the beat.
So I got this pepper tequila. No one has it.
Pepper?
Yeah, it's ghost pepper. It's the perfect balance of 100% agave, Azul Blanco, and a splash of ghost pepper designed to bring some spiciness.
Hi, Poppy.
Yeah, I'm going to bring spiciness into your life. And speaking of feeling spicy, here's today's spicy email of the week. My ex wants to fuck me and other guys.
Oh, sorry. So it's a girl. Okay.
Hey, J-Train, Feather. No, there's a dude email.
Oh, it's...
First time, long time, Feather.
Ooh, yeah.
a dude email.
I've just got out of a 6-year relationship and I'm 23. So this is a high school relationship.
Yeah, thank God.
Good, you're out of it. The reason the relationship ended is because my ex could not and would not dedicate enough time to the relationship. So she wanted to be single because she thought she was taking me for granted, which I agree.
What do you have to do in your early 20s? Like, you have no responsibilities.
Well, she just doesn't want to be with him. So
exactly.
That was the less harsh way to put it.
Yeah.
Let us explain.
When people are older, like, you're a busy guy. Like, I could see you saying that to people. But when you're fucking 19, I'm like, you're literally playing Nintendo.
Yeah, and you read the book, you take the test, you get the grade you deserve. There's no fucking, life is linear, and it's not. She met me at my house to hang. So she's been trying to maintain a relationship with me, constantly changing the dynamic of our relationship, saying it's just a break, then it's a full-time breakup. Mm-mm. She met up at my house to hang, and I led the conversation with the "what are we" conversation, and some things came to light. She wants the freedom to go out and flirt with others and eventually get into physical relationship with others but not fall in love with anyone else because she only, and he puts in quote, loves me.
Sorry, that was aggressive.
She said she, even if she has sex with others, she still expects us to have sex.
So wow. She wants to be poly?
She wants to be what?
Polyamorous.
Yes, this sounds like that's what she's looking for. She's saying it in long-winded terms. When I bring up getting into relationships with other females, she doesn't want me to. She wants me to stay single to finding whatever.
She wants his emotional stability, that someone loves her. Because if she leaves him, then she doesn't get that emotional.
She doesn't. Well, like, I've said it on this show 100 times.
Yeah.
If you're in a relationship, I pity you on a Saturday night, and I envy you on a Sunday morning.
Aww.
She wants Sunday morning love with the excitement of Saturday night fun.
Yeah.
You can't have both.
And
you
also,
either give into it or not, and she's not ready to be in a relationship. That's all she's saying.
And if he really wants her to make a decision, he has to leave her, so she has to really see what life is like without him, because it sounds like he's like, me, 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 me. You can't just
wait around.
Well,
now he sounds whiny. Yeah.
Yeah, he's whiny.
I don't know what to do. I want to fully break away from her to give ourselves the time and space so she can fully dedicate herself to finding out what she's looking for. But every time I try, she says she wants to stay friends, and that's not far... and then she tells me she loves me and misses me. Then I start to become confused, and I keep playing into her hands.
She's fucking
my
with you.
My question is, what steps do I take to fully get away from this? I don't harbor any ill feelings towards her. I just don't want to keep being an emotional weight on her and safety net if her next relationship falls through. Thank you to your guests. What do you think?
Okay, he's confusing me because then he's like, how do I get away? Go away. Like,
just stop it.
Like, you have to go cold turkey.
Yeah.
Because she's manipulating you and she's making you, she just wants her cake and eat it too. She's playing with you.
She is. And here's the thing. The breakups are a responsibility too.
Yeah.
So she is not, she's being an irresponsible breakup. She either do it or you don't.
Breaking up is an art form.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I'm really good at it.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm the breakup queen.
The breakup queen. The B-U-Q. I've broken up with people, and it's hard. It's so hard.
Oh, it's very painful. Just because you're good at it doesn't mean it's not painful.
Absolutely. What she's doing is she is ending it with you, and every time she ends it, she goes, man, I feel really bad about this, so I'm going to have to it. And listen, that's not how life works. You can't half... Fuck it, you know.
No,
you can't
you're fucking with people's minds.
So for you, you can't drive her both. And a lot of the times, it sounds like in his email that he's trying to he says, I don't want to be an emotional weight for her.
Yeah.
You are not responsible for other people's emotional, issues.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to.
You're not
point
the janitor
out.
For her emotional
yeah.
state. You need to get yourself right. The only way to do that, and this is going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
I was just texting with a friend the other day. He texted me that he's like, we were talking about avoiding people's Instagram stories so that you don't want to unfollow
the
someone.
The mute button.
Can you mute people
it's
on Instagram?
It's now available on Insta. That's what you got
to
do.
So he was saying that we were discussing how hard it is to not watch someone's Instagram story.
Because Instagram knows you don't want to see it. And Instagram's like,
and
hey, your day's going well. Look who we want to show you.
Exactly. And what Instagram does is when you go through those stories, sometimes you'll mindlessly look at stories and you just keep pow, 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 person, person, person. Then you're like, oh, fuck, I touched the wrong person. You're like, I didn't want to go to that person. It's like you're playing this, like, hopscotch with this one.
It's like roulette.
It's so tough. So now you start looking at stories a different way. You start being like, I'll look at one, then pull down. Mm-hmm. Okay, the next one's not them, pull down. Next one's them. Okay, push it over. Now look at the next one.
But so, you'll get it. You'll
forget
it.
But sometimes you're like, ah, oh, fuck,
slip
I didn't mean
finger.
To look. It's tough.
Yeah.
So for this person, you know, I'm saying, oh, and then this person I was talking to, they were like, I have the same issue with so-and-so. And I was like, you're still, this was like a girl that he was hooking up with like literally 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I go, you're still avoiding this girl's, you're still following this girl?
But
and
is he talking to other people? Like, just meet other people.
I go, well,
that's the only way.
I said to him, I go, why are you still following this person? This person dumped you,
ugh,
doesn't want to be with you.
Ugh.
And then I was like, just unsubscribe. You don't need to see this life.
Yeah.
And he goes, I guess you're right.
He's a masochist.
And he went and unsubscribed from her. He goes, that felt good.
Yeah.
So this guy, what he needs to do, and these are all going to be seem like, you're not friends with her, first of all. Let me announce that to you.
Yeah.
This isn't your fucking friend.
No.
You don't hang out with her because you want to be friends. You hang out with her because you want to be more than that. So end that fucking lie. Now, what you're going to do, unsubscribe on every social media.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she texts you that she wants to be friends, you just say to her, I cannot be friends with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're a great person. I think we have great times together. We have a long history. I need to not speak with you for a long time
mm-hmm.
to get my mind right.
And when
because
you're
right
in
now
love,
I'm half with you.
Yeah, when you're in love, you're not getting the other person's not fucking other people.
Yeah.
So you've had your time. You need time away to see the situation clearly because
mm-hmm.
he's too in it. You know those people who take like forever to break up?
Sure.
And it's so clear they should because they haven't removed themselves enough to look honestly at what it is.
Yeah. And
so that's why breakups, I have like a 3 month rule. Like after the breakup, I don't care if it ended okay.
Yeah.
Take 3 months and just no word and like reflect on yourself. See the situation clearly, and then meet up, grab coffee, and see what happens.
But even don't.
Or don't.
Yeah, you can take those 3 months and go,
yeah.
You can get done with those 3 months and go, good person, happy for the times
oh,
you had.
Yeah.
I'm done with that.
They're not your friend. No,
no.
No guy that I have romantic stuff with is my buddy.
Yeah.
Like, we could be
because
best
then
friends
you're just
in a romantic way.
But you're just lying at that point.
Yeah, I don't want to hear him talk about, like, girls he's flirting with. What
no.
the fuck is that?
I'm the head bitch.
I'm the HBIC. You know that.
That's our spicy email of the week. Ghost Tequila. Right now, J-Train listeners can get $5 off by going to ghosttequila.com, clicking buy online, top right corner, then click Old Town Tequila button. That's ghosttequila.com, promo code Ghost5. 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 G-H-O-S-T, number 5.
What number?
For $5 off. Ghost5, ghosttequila.com. Ghost Tequila, here's to the spicy ones. Please drink responsibly. Let's do another email here with Hannah Burner at Being Burns on Instagram. We are into this right now. We got great emails. How to fuck at a family wedding. Came to the right place. Wizard of Weddings here.
Jesus Christ.
Hi, Dad. I'm a college student. This summer, we am going to my cousin's wedding in the South with my parents and sibling.
Ooh, the South.
We will be at the rehearsal dinner the night before and also a brunch the morning after the wedding, so there will be tons of opportunities to fraternize with the guests. Issue is, how do I hook up, let alone flirt, in the presence of my entire family? Like, I'm talking grandparents, cousins, the whole shebang. I'm concerned with how I can logistically even speak to a guy when my mom and dad are in the room. I'm also giving up on fully getting laid because my family has a hotel suite together. But sneaking in a little makeout sesh couldn't hurt, right?
This is a girl.
Yeah, this is a lady. So what is my move, J-Train? Should I be doing X, Y, and Z at the rehearsal dinner to lay the groundwork for the reception? Should I immediately separate myself from my parents and navigate the room alone? I'm literally clueless, Jared. Also, keep in mind, I'm 21. I'll probably be on the younger side, so I should just should I just have a dance with grandma and forget about dick, or try to make the most out of how hot and tipsy I'll be? Thank you for your wedding wisdom. Love an OJ listener. What do you think?
I think it depends on the family. Like some
great email.
Some families like to get fucked up and like aunts are making out with cousins. I don't know. Is this what people do in the South? I don't know.
Sure.
But yeah, it depends on the family. I think for her.
Have you hooked up at a wedding?
No.
Never?
No.
I've hooked up at family weddings.
Tell me your secret.
So here's what you do. and I know exactly what this chick has to do. Okay? You're 21. Great. You get to drink. Great. You're a little bit wrong because you're the younger cousin. The dudes are going to be loving it. You're going to look hot. You're sharing a room with your parents. Ooh, that's wrong too. Here's the thing you have to remember about weddings, and it's the most important thing to remember about weddings. You're dressing up. All the people are there. There's a moment where you're glitzed and glammed up so much that you could fool yourself into thinking people care about you. Mm. No one gives a fuck about you. Mm-mm. Everyone is thinking, I look fucking great. So everyone's worried about themselves more than...
I just visualized you walking around the dance floor going, I look fucking great.
That's
tonight.
What... Everyone dressed up. Everyone's looking their best.
Yeah, except the bridesmaids. You, well, like, hate your dress.
The only one really getting stared at the whole day... Mm-hmm. Bride and groom.
Yeah.
Those are the only people.
But everyone else is like, I want some lovin'.
Exactly. So I'm saying to
her. People are horny at weddings.
Horny AF.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Her parents are looking to fuck each other. They're not watching you. You're going to go have drinks, be fun, rehearsal dinner, talk with all the friends, have your cousin introduce you to the whole bridesmaid crew, have them introduce you to the groomsmen, talk them
people
up.
People are there to have fun, socialize.
Everyone's there to have fun and socialize. So don't.
Don't be afraid to talk.
To go hang out.
With every fucking groomsman, your mom be like, oh, look, she's making friends.
Exactly. She's not thinking. Your mom isn't looking at you going, Wendy's out there whoring again.
Just don't suck his dick in public.
Yeah, well, I've been at a wedding once. I was at a wedding once where...
You got your dick sucked?
So here's how you do it. You're having fun at the rehearsal dinner, you're talking to guys, you put together your top tier options, then you're on the dance floor I would be on the dance floor with the bridesmaids because it's kind of their job to be the enforcers of fun.
It's brutal.
So they have to be out there, they're the ones that are like, come on everybody!
Yeah.
So you, anytime the bridesmaids are like, come on the dance floor, you're out there with them, then you start mixing it up. Your parents aren't going to notice you. They're going to go, oh, she's having the best.
They would
time.
Get upset if you're sitting there not having fun.
Totally. Then...
Your mom would want you to get some good dick.
Absolutely. Without saying it. So now, you're Miss Fun Girl, having a blast. Don't get too drunk. Don't drink that much, okay? Get to the after party.
Mm.
Get to the after party. That's what... All these weddings now... They'll do, the band will end, and they'll go, and the after party is at so-and-so place, we're having s'mores. And they're going to have a bunch of booze out with a fun food.
I would just eat s'mores and pass out.
Well, then you'd be out on the hookup train.
That's why I never hooked up at a wedding. I eat too much.
This is the problem. My wedding motto, I only have cocktail hour food and after party food. That's the only time I eat.
A lot of money for the mains and you just look at it?
Too bad for them. Too fucking bad. I'm on.
Is it because you want to be ready to dance? You don't want to fill
up too
much? I want
to dance. I don't want to fill up too much. I also don't think the...
You want to get drunk faster?
Not that as much as the main course food always sucks. The
You're
cocktail
so right.
hour food is great.
Yeah.
And the after party food is always great.
I just love the little hot dog things.
Exactly.
Oh, I can
so,
just...
Okay. To this girl, you need to stay sober enough during the party. Have fun. Don't get too drunk. Make it to the after party. After party, Mama Bear, Papa Bear, they're going to go, start yawning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Time for bed.
That's your warning.
When they go to bed and you say, I'll be back later. I'm hanging out with all the new friends I made.
They want me to stay out. I'll probably go to bed soon, whatever.
I'll be there in a little bit.
Yeah.
Then all these dudes, they have their own hotel rooms. You know, you can go away, game it. Show back.
And groomsmen are so horny.
So horny. You're the young wrong one. You're staying with mom and dad. You can creep back into the hotel room at 4 in the morning.
I don't want to stay with mom and dad.
Yeah. And you don't have to sleep out, but you could be, you live in the idea. Your parents can rationalize that you were, she stayed late at the after party. It wasn't that she was out fucking, tickling nuts all night, which you might be doing. But that's where it happens, the after party. That's where you whisk a guy away or he whisks you away.
Can I tell you my strategy for hitting on guys?
Go for it.
So this isn't going to make a guy who doesn't like you, but if he doesn't have the balls to talk to you, it pretty much 100% works.
What do you mean? Repeat that again.
So as in this method is not going to make a guy who's not attracted to you attracted to you.
Okay.
That just doesn't happen.
But if someone's into
you. If someone's into you and you're at a bar and you see them, you see some groomsmen, whatever, I have a method.
Okay, go.
Can I share?
Sure.
Okay, so... Well, this is kind of like the game, but I've never read the game. This is just my natural intuition as a female. So first you approach the average or below average looking guy in the group.
Okay, so you fuck with
so you
Chubby.
Walk up to him. You walk up to Chubbs.
Chubbs McGillicuddy.
And Chubbs knows
fucked.
That like he this isn't a thing.
This isn't
sometimes
him.
He gets confused and he thinks it is.
I'm pretty sure he's always confused.
He's always confused. And you come in and you say, like, you're a girl, smile and say, like, make fun of his tie, say you like his shoes, come at him a little.
So your strategy is and you throw the mediocre guy
under the bus.
Okay.
And you're not nervous around him because if it fucks up, you don't really care.
Yeah, like, fuck him.
But you just talk to him. Tell those, I like a little chub sometimes.
Okay. So you're like, fuck him, get him out.
Good for cuddling.
Sure.
But, you're not attracted to him. So you talk to him and you give zero attention to the guy who's clearly his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Zero attention to.
Okay.
The thing that guys mess up with is they'll approach a girl like with the winning goal, because guys are goal-oriented, to just get the number.
Mm.
It's like if a guy comes at me and he's like just trying to get my number, it's too quick and too weird and too like, give me, give me, give me.
Sure.
So with this, you make acquaintances with his friend.
Mm-hmm.
You even like go around and purposely miss him and like say something to the other friend if you're feeling the
total
room.
Cold shoulder.
Yes. And then you leave. This is the long game. I play the long
game.
Okay. I'm pretty
good. This would be good for the wedding.
Yes, for the wedding.
Or at the rehearsal dinner, you go talk to Chubbs.
Exactly.
And then you walk
away.
And
then you're buds with him. So then you like walk by later and you point at him, you give him a yell. And this dude is thinking, this cute girl.
Yeah.
Poor Chubbs. He didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
So the hot guy is like, okay, like, why the fuck isn't she talking to me?
Yeah.
So he's noticed you.
Sure.
And then you can, like, play with this for a while if you want. You just, like, you're like, doing, like, the cha-cha with Chubbs. You're, like, loving with Chubbs.
Sure.
And then he will. If he likes you, he will eventually talk to you. Because you're in with his friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How come I haven't had this time with you?
Or eventually you speak to him, but it's not in an invasive way of, like, you know when someone you could tell they've been, like, wanting to talk to you,
yeah,
and they finally
yeah,
do, and it's like just you feel the tension, it's uncomfortable, and it's just not a good interaction.
You could even turn to him and be like, where have you been?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even see
you. Yeah, who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you? Climbing like a tree. But so with that method, if you find out if he's into you, he will come and talk to you, or you'll feel comfortable to talk to him. And if he's not into you, nothing will happen, and the night's been fun, and you made friends with Chubbs.
And maybe you suck Chubbs' dick.
You know, you never know.
You never know.
You get a little too drunk
Chubbs
and Chubbs
can be
starts
hopeful.
Looking hot.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We got one more sponsor, people. MeUndies. Ooh, do I love MeUndies. You know why I like them?
Why?
Here's the thing about MeUndies. Your whole confidence is built off of being comfortable in your clothes.
100%.
So MeUndies has the most comfortable underwear you'll ever put on. It doesn't have that tight waist strap that digs into your body. It's pure comfort, okay?
Mm.
And also, they come in fun designs. I'll wear them. I got the banana ones, and I've taken them off in front of girls, and they go, whoa! It's like a fun party trick, okay? They got cool designs.
Don't do it at public parties.
I love MeUndies. I'm wearing them right now. They're comfortable. They're literally feathering my nuts right now. They have them for men and women. Oh, my God. Still not sure? MeUndies has a deal for my listeners. First-time purchasers get 15% off first pair of MeUndies and free shipping. Oh,
sold.
Fuck you.
Sold.
Free money from Papa JT, the Prince of Promos. 15% off plus free shipping and a guarantee that you and your MeUndies will be very happy together. I know you're going to love them. I mean, this is a personal endorsement. I'm telling you right now. I'm wearing them. I'm loving them. Get your butt over to MeUndies.com. Treat yourself. To get 15% off your first pair, free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee, MeUndies.com/JTrain. 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 These are the best underwear I've ever put on my body. You got Papa JT's seal of approval.
Boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
Boxer briefs.
They only
boxer briefs.
Kind of do briefs.
They only do boxer briefs.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, Shelby
welcome,
knows
Hannah.
That.
Thank you.
MeUndies.com/JTrain. MeUndies.com.
I think he's flirting with me.
/JTrain. Shelby's the notorious flirter.
Shelby.
Are you ready for some news?
Yeah.
We have a voicemail.
We have either a hypothetical or a
let's do a hypothetical.
Advice.
I like a hypothetical. Let's play some voicemails. Shelby here, @ClassicShelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Hannah Berner, @BeingBurns. She's all over Betch's Instagram account, also her own, @BeingBurns.
I'm
go
all
follow,
over my Instagram.
Go support horoscopes every day.
Do you like
day.
My videos?
I do. I love them. They're a lot of fun.
Aww.
Look at the horoscopes are right here on your
Are you creeping on my Instagram?
Yeah,
now?
I got it right here. All right, let's do it.
What up, J Train, Shelby, and guest of the J? I'm fluffing up some feathers to tickle all those testicles, or lady testicles, if it's a female guest.
Look at that.
Thanks for the entertainment as I road trip halfway across the country. And congratulations on the new space. Keep grinding. Also, Shelby, I've been digging your street photography on the Instagram.
This guy's
worth the follow.
This guy knows the whole universe.
I'll keep the heavy stuff for an email, but a harmless hypothetical. You could only eat one nationality of food for the rest of your life.
Wow.
What would it be and why?
Wow.
Italian super good, but a lot of pasta, maybe not the healthiest.
Japanese
food, generally pretty healthy, but the breakfasts are whack. You're stuck with one for the rest of your life. What would it be and
did
why?
Did you say Chinese food, the breakfast is whack?
You probably did.
That's great.
I like
it's
how you factored
reasoning.
That detail.
Yeah. So let's go around the room.
Okay.
One nationality, the rest of your life, you're going that you go that food. This is a really tough one. Shelby, any thoughts?
Can I go?
I'm gonna surprise you.
Okay.
Greek.
Greek.
Shelby, what nationality are you?
A feta stone.
You have beautiful eyes.
I know.
He's fully aware.
You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
The Indian guy in Mean Girls.
Oh, you do.
The rapper.
The rapper.
Your voice.
I don't see that at all, but
you have the exact same voice. The guy who raps,
oh,
the
he's
Indian
the,
rapper.
And he's on the math team.
Yes.
That's my cousin.
That's a cousin. Yeah, that's his cousin. Very famous.
Wait, continue.
In India.
Why Greek?
Why Greek?
I live in Astoria, Queens.
Hell yeah, okay. That's the best Greek. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm. Most Greek people outside of Greece.
Really? I didn't
very
even know.
Underrated cuisine.
What are they doing with breakfast?
Get
like
your
feta cheese on an omelet or something? What are we doing?
Have you heard of tiropita?
No, they
that
nailed that
sexy.
Pronunciation. What's tiropita?
You gotta roll that R. It's like a light pastry, but they put some cheese
okay.
and spinach in there.
Greek is a left
like
term that I never saw coming, but it's a great ethnicity. Because you gotta go with one, you're turning down all the others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, what are you going with?
I'm gonna go crazy.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say Mexican.
Mexican.
It'll go right through me all the time. That's
you're
how
good.
I lose weight.
Good
That's
on
how
the
I
toilet.
Stay skinny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's my secret strategy.
Anna came on the J Train podcast to let her know she has great shits. Okay.
It's you have to have healthy bowels to stay healthy in your life. Yeah, they have great like chilaquiles and stuff. Oh, is this?
This is you eating for the rest
Actually,
of your
that
life.
Actually, that shit would get so fucking annoying.
well, you don't have to listen to the music while you eat.
But they have great
But here's
stuff.
The thing about Mexican and why it's a good point.
Yeah.
It has all the meals.
All the meals.
You can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
Breakfast tacos, breakfast burritos.
Yeah.
You get into the, that is all good.
And, I put sour cream on everything. Just throw sour cream on it, and I'll eat it.
But is that an American invention,
the breakfast burrito? I'll allow it.
Well, we didn't factor that in.
Yeah, well, I would
Are
allow it.
Are we in a fight? Because I feel very attacked right now by you.
Well,
we're cool, Shelby.
Are you guys okay?
I don't know.
No.
We'll get over it, too, because we're professionals.
Here's the thing. I'm allowing all Americanized versions of it. That's why Asian should be brought in.
Okay.
But this is a nationality. You can't go Asian. You have to go Chinese or Japanese.
Yeah.
You can't
True.
Just blend them all together.
Have you ever met anyone who's like, ew, I hate tacos?
No.
Everyone loves a taco.
Yeah. And what would American food be? Just French fries or some shit?
Like burgers and
burgers
fries.
And bullshit.
Steak?
I don't know. They got steak in other countries. I'm going, this is so tough for me. I think I gotta go Mexican. I gotta agree with you.
Thank you.
You know why Mexican?
Why?
Because here's the thing. You can stay healthy with Mexican.
This music is driving me up the fucking wall.
You
right
can
now.
Go, you can do carne asada.
Yes.
You can go all over the board.
Enchiladas.
Enchiladas. You can really.
Quesadillas.
As much as it's feels like all Asian. The Asian, if I went Chinese, then I'm stuck in Chinese.
Yeah. And you could do no carb. You just get like some chicken and.
That's the thing. Chinese, I wouldn't be able to go no carb. Yeah. I wouldn't even be able to have a healthy Monday.
Yeah.
Because.
So much MSG.
They don't have cheese, though.
No cheese in China?
Think about it. Does any Asian food you eat have cheese on it?
That's a very interesting point. I never
thought
about it. You just
blew my fucking mind, Shelby.
Really?
Think about it.
I'm thinking right now. I've never heard.
There's none in there.
If you guys have a Chinese entree with cheese on it, send it in. Get in the voicemail, 347-669-8252.
What about those crab ragu things? They put cream cheese in that shit?
That's an Americanized, and it's cream cheese. I guess crab rangoon is the one.
Clearly, I'm a fat ass because I knew that.
But that's an American. I don't think there's. I went to China and there was no crab rangoon.
Okay.
Also,
Weekend
no duck.
You went
also
to China.
No duck sauce.
What?
No duck sauce.
Duck sauce.
A lot of ducks.
Is the best.
No duck sauce.
Do you agree though that like you're eating?
This is me.
You're eating.
This is me wandering the streets of China
for duck sauce.
For duck sauce.
Isn't it true that?
Where will I find the great sauce of the duck?
The little plastic orange, but. I factor in like the kind of food a guy likes because like eating is one of my favorite things. Like
sure.
To hit my boyfriend up and be like, "Can we get Thai tonight?" And he says yes. It's like the most fulfilling thing.
We did it.
And you just eat and then you chill.
And
like
touch
if someone
each other's
doesn't
stomachs.
Like, yeah, then if someone doesn't like the same food, it really fucks up my like happiness.
Yeah, the exhausting part about dating people with food. It's exhausting to date someone with, like, food requirements. Because then what they do is they'll go, don't worry about me. And then it's like, I am worried about you because I want to order.
This is a communal experience, us sitting at this table.
And I want to order so many appetizers that we can try everything. Now I'm stuck in one app, one entree land. And
now
that's not where I
want
to be.
But then sometimes I've been with enablers. They're like, we get cheese curds too. And I'm like, I'll eat it if you eat
it. Yeah.
And then I gain 10 pounds.
Yeah, but those enablers are, that's why you're in this thing.
Yes.
There isn't much to do in a relationship except
just enable each other.
Fucking
you know,
talk to each other.
I broke up with a dude because he was a slow eater.
Slow? I'm the fastest eater.
But it was
it's
so awkward.
It's almost disgusting.
I'm heaving my
food. Family growing up used to eat dinner in 6 minutes and then we would like look at the clock and we would finish and I go, that was 4 minutes. Like, we
it's
have
a
problem.
Skill. You should do the hot dog eating contest.
I can't
in Coney Island.
I think
that
if I could
so
slow
funny.
Down, I think I would lose like 1 million pounds. Because I go so fast and then I don't realize you're full until 10 minutes after you eat. That's
yeah,
the whole thing.
Yeah, but this guy, I'd eat my meal and then he'd be slowly eating and they'd take my stuff away and then I'd just be sitting there. They say in your 20s you break up with people because they're like, I don't like how he chews. And then in your 30s you're like, he only has 2 felonies. And
yeah,
one's weed.
Things change. People change.
Is that what your 30s are like?
That's what they're like. They're currently like that.
I'm scared.
It's very scary.
It's a scary place.
Shelby, we've got some news?
We do have some news.
Let's hear it.
Golden State Warriors, NBA champs this past
They're the
Friday.
Champs.
Poor LeBron.
Poor LeBron. Well, are you a basketball fan?
I am a basketball fan.
What's your team?
You know, I was the Nets when they were good back in the day. You know, Kerry Kittles, Jason Kidd, Kenyon Martin. I had a huge crush on Kenyon Martin.
Really?
Oh my God. He was a bad boy of the NBA.
Yeah, he had a lot of tattoos. He was like the first neck tattoo guy.
And he was not scared of anyone. And he had a weird little tic. So
oh,
he
really?
Was, like, hard and scary, but then in interviews he, like, had a tic, and I thought it was adorable.
Really?
Like, the nuance of it.
Medium dicks and ticks. That's
yeah.
Hannah Burner's
Medium dicks and ticks.
Burner's
I should make
album.
That my Bumble profile.
That's a good Bumble profile.
Looking for medium dicks and ticks. But I'm sadly a Knicks fan.
Okay.
Me and you have beef when it comes to sports.
Do we?
We do. Remember when we were at the Super Bowl? When they came back, and I
oh,
was
yeah.
talking so much shit to you. And I remember thinking that night, like, Jared Fried must be at Comedy Cellar so happy right now with the
yeah,
comeback.
Yeah, because we did a thing with Betches for the Super Bowl, and then I was, like, watching this game.
You were so depressed.
And the Patriots were losing. I was just like, ugh, it's over. It's not even
yeah.
a fun game. And then I went to the Cellar to watch the end, and this big comeback, and everyone was cheering against me. But
you were the champ.
So what happened with the Golden State Warriors?
Yeah.
Of course, have you seen, like, the locker room classic footage where everyone's spraying champagne on each other. How much money do you think the Warriors totaled in spraying champagne?
How much money did they spend on the champagne?
Yeah.
Just that event?
Correct.
We have to remember that even the poorest NBA player is very rich.
Yeah.
So they make NBA players more than any other make so much fucking money.
It's, Joaquin Noah sat on the bench for the Knicks and was making like $20 million.
It's crazy.
Donate like 1% to New York City public schools.
I'm not going to tell him what to do with his money.
I will.
But I will say that the amount that they spent on champagne, I bet it was $400,000.
How much do you think, Han?
Oh, you gave me a nickname already? Mm. This is cute.
Make it up.
I'm going to say 400 grand. I'm going to say 300 grand.
Shelby?
Jared Fried was 100% right.
Really?
Damn!
I didn't even know that story. $400,000?
$400,000.
See, that to me, that's like a number that someone would go, how could you spend $400,000?
It disgusts me, kind of.
Not me. I'm fine with it.
You're such a bougie.
Have it. Live your life.
I don't know.
Curry makes that in a minute.
True. When he blinks.
Ironically, they had 300 bottles. 150 were called the Moët Nectar Imperial Rosé Public School Luminous Magnum.
Love it. Love it.
That's the most extra shit I've ever
they're
heard.
They're literally spitting in the face
Those
of four people.
Those guys can't even pronounce what that name is.
They're literally going, yeah, we got the public school one.
The public school.
Fuck you, losers. 400 grand. They could have sent the whole public school to college.
I know.
And they could have given
air conditioning to a public school this summer, but instead, they're fucking drowning each other in champagne.
Love it. So in, you win the championship. Spend your money.
No.
Get it.
I mean, yeah, they work hard.
Anything else?
Playing a game.
Staying on the thing of drinking, a new study shows that 55% of Americans are rather staying inside, like their home to drink, than going out to a bar because it takes too much work.
I'm kind of with that study.
I'm 100% with that study.
Like, there's a lot of times where I'm literally, like, out and I'm having a drink and I'm like, why am I even
why am
here?
I not on the couch right now?
I should be at home. I should be making ghost tequila margs at my place and just texting girls, hey, having a marg party.
With just me, you and my dick.
Well, who are you with? Just me.
No, that's cute. More guys should do that.
This is being at home. I kind of want to get in this mode where I only drink and eat at home.
I love that.
I want to make all my own food. I want to make all my own drinks.
Can you cook?
I like to grill.
You like to grill?
I like a grill.
What's with men being like, well, I grill. I don't cook.
Fire.
I don't cook.
Well,
I
cook.
Grill.
I mean, I like to cook too, but I mean, I don't like when people will be like, I'm the best cook. I'm okay.
Yeah, calm
I'm not
down.
Good. Calm down. Just because you made some eggs once. Yeah. Fucking made a scrambled egg and you put milk in it with some sriracha. You think you're a fucking genius.
Just because you put avocado on a toast doesn't mean you made
good work.
A fucking meal.
What do you drink at home or out? What do you think?
1,000% home. I'm such a homebody. Like,
yeah.
I'm a extrovert introvert. Like, I love going
That's
out.
That's a person.
And being. Exactly. No, you know what? You're right.
I'm both. Yes, oh, you're in the middle?
As in, like, I'm not just an introvert, just extrovert. Like, I get my energy from being alone.
Mm.
And then I, like, at work, I'm shooting videos and
sure.
I'm interviewing people and I have to be on. And then I like to go home and turn off and replenish.
That is a tough thing. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Especially, like,
with your job, like, after a show, it must take a while for you to, like, get off the high.
It's not even the high as much as it's what you're saying with being on.
Yeah.
Like, this conversation that we're having on a podcast is an on conversation.
Yeah, like, we're going to ignore each other next time we see each other.
But the kind of the weird part about doing these podcasts is sometimes I get, like, I put a lot of energy into these things. So you get done, and then the guests will be like, I'll be like, okay, good to see you. Like
I know.
The goodbye does not equal.
I feel like we're effortless right now, though.
This is great.
This
I'm
is
saying
great.
The goodbye does not equal the energy that was put into the podcast. I don't know how to, like, outdo it.
With comedians, sometimes, like, they do all this stuff together, and then in person, you're like, aren't you tight? You've done, like, 40 podcasts with this person. But you're actually not intimate. Like,
no, we're just going
over
emails. We're talking about lube, Uber lube.
I mean, I've bonded with, you know.
We've bonded today.
Yeah.
Hannah Berner, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Fantastic.
This is so fun.
At Being Burns on Instagram. Go follow. Go support. Her videos are great. She does so much fun stuff with Bet. Just go check her out at Being Burns. Shelby,
what's
thank
up?
You for coming on.
Shelby, are you going to say bye to me?
See you, Burns.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I'm Jared Fried. We do these episodes every Tuesday and Friday. This is the email, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Go check out the description of the podcast. You can see all the great sponsors that we had this week. Go check them out. Go support, because that supports us keeping this show going. We'll be back next episode. Boom.